Hello, beat architects, harmony sculptors, and melody designers. Welcome back to Music Advice, your trusted companion in navigating the music industry. I'm Blake Makes Music, and in today's episode, we're going to tackle a vital topic that affects every artist. Understanding music copyright laws. Understanding music copyright laws is critical to safeguard your creativity, protect your rights, and ensure you're properly compensated for your work. Copyright in music protects the songwriter, the composer, and the performer, making sure their intellectual property isn't used without their permission. Copyright protection for your music is automatic and kicks in the moment you create an original piece of work and fix it in a tangible form. This could be a recording, a written score, or even handwritten lyrics. While formal registration isn't required to obtain a copyright, registering your work with the Copyright Office in your country provides solid evidence that you're the copyright holder. Music copyright is actually split into two types: the composition copyright, which covers the music and lyrics, and the sound recording copyright, which covers the specific recording of the music. As an artist, it's essential to understand the difference, particularly if you're both the songwriter and the performer. One essential aspect of music copyright is the concept of public performance rights. If your copyrighted music is played in public, on radio, in a restaurant, or at a concert, for instance, you're entitled to royalties. These royalties are typically collected by performing rights organizations or pros like ASCAP, BMI, or CSAC. An area that often causes confusion is the idea of fair use. This is a provision in copyright law that allows limited use of copyrighted material without the owner's permission, usually for purposes like criticism, teaching, or research. However, fair use is a complex and often contentious area of copyright law, so it's always best to seek advice before assuming something falls under fair use. Another critical point to remember is that copyright infringement can carry severe penalties. Unauthorized use of copyrighted music can result in lawsuits, fines, and in extreme cases, even jail time. If you want to use someone else's music in your work, you must obtain the necessary licenses. In closing, music copyright laws play an essential role in protecting your music and ensuring you reap the benefits of your creativity. Remember, your music is your property, and understanding copyright laws can help you defend it. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. For more insights into the music industry, be sure to visit musicadvice.io and subscribe to our mailing list for our free 92-page music strategy guide. Follow us on all our social media platforms to stay connected with our community of music enthusiasts. Remember, our motto is make music every day. Until next time, keep your creative juices flowing, and I'll see you in the next episode.